Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Emma.
And those Blue Angels are going to be really disappointed when they fly over on the 17th and like, that wasn't Spiegel. What were we missing here?
It's nice of them to throw in the free appearance for my anthem game. I agree, Chris. Maybe we can.
I just adjusted my calendar accordingly. I will be there on the 18th, not the 17th.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Chris Emma, you're the man. You were up at Hallis Hall. There was Bears minicamp. This is fascinating. It was rookie minicamp. So we want to know about the kids, but we got to hear from Ben Johnson today, too. What were your impressions and what do we need to hear?
I mean, look, ever since Ben Johnson really came on the Bears' radar through this coaching search, you really got to know a little bit about his style and talked with so many people in Detroit about the way that he presents himself in the building. He's a really bright guy, as we know. He's a really nice guy and a pleasant guy. When he steps between those lines, it's different. And that's what people around the Bears have said about him as well. We got a sense of it. This is the first day we got to watch him on the field with these guys and really get a sense of his style. So I asked him after practice, after they wrapped up day one rookie minicamp, how do you want to present yourself? What's your style going to be like as you work as a head coach for the first time? Let's get right to it. Here's Ben Johnson.
Your mentality on the field and the way that you coach is a head coach working through these practices.
Varies. It varies based on what we're seeing. So, a little bit of a counterbalance and a pendulum is things go one direction, like to try to keep things centered to a degree. So, I think you'll see a lot of different personality styles come out, not just with me, but the rest of the coaching staff as well, as we work to get to know our players a little bit better and what they need to be pushed.
Did today feel more difficult to you than any other day you've ever had as a coach?
I've never blown the whistle to stop the play, and I got a little bit of work to do there. I can get better in that aspect, but no. Other than that, it was great. I'm surrounded by a phenomenal coaching staff. Like I said already, it was fun to watch them get the hands on these players and be able to work with them like that. So I'm very encouraged.
It's a malleable personality, Lawrence, and that's what you need to be able to react honestly and genuinely however you need to based on the practice that you see and the players you have to communicate with.
Yeah, it's a smart approach to go about it. Like you're trying not to be overbearing. You want the stuff done that you want done, but you also realize that there's going to be different ways that you can get through to different guys. And it's just sitting there and watching it, Emma, like what was it like for you to watch what they were doing?
Well, I was curious how Ben Johnson operates in terms of – it was a lot of individual drills today, and you could see him roaming around from D-line group to the O-line group and all around the field and really kind of getting a lay of the land. And look, it's 47 guys out there. The vast majority of them will not be on this team come September, but you got to coach him up. And I think in a lot of ways, this is kind of a test run. You're getting closer to OTAs and having your full 90-man roster out there. But I wasn't just watching Ben Johnson, guys. I was watching the assistant coaches, watching Eric Bieniemy coach up those running backs. Like, they're going through drills in the pads, and he's kind of shuffling with them. And you can hear him the whole time. He's getting on, guys. Watching Dan Rauscher with the offensive line, he's hands-on. He's right up there. He's coaching these guys up. you get a sense of what Ben Johnson was seeking in this staff. And he said it back in February, I didn't hire my friends, but he hired guys who he knows are going to get through to players and help them develop the right way.
Yeah, it's really good stuff and really important stuff. So Ben Johnson's the headline, but let's hear from the kids.
Yeah, let's get to Luther Burden, because he's an interesting player. We know about his story now and how he landed with the Bears, falling to pick number 39. And it's quite simply a spot where he was the best player available on the board. He was clear cut above everybody else, where they weren't necessarily looking at wide receiver, but he was that talented. He checked all the boxes. They did all the due diligence with Antoine Randall leading the way. So we heard from Luther Burden 2 weeks ago after he got drafted, and he sounded salty. He was ticked off. That was right after he got picked number 39, had to wait till day two. I asked him today, 2 weeks later, is that behind you? Are you past that point? Here's Luther Burden.
You can sense the chip on your shoulder a couple weeks ago after you were picked on day two instead of day one. Is that something that you leave behind on draft weekend, or is that something you're carrying with you here?
No, that's staying with me forever. So everybody who passed upon me got to pay.
Saucy.
That is saucy. Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. Leave the chip there, but don't have it against your coaches when they tell you what to do.
Right. And make sure that you're doing all the little stuff, like, and just realize, no block, no rock.
Right. But it's like sometimes guys can have that chip on their shoulder, and
it's a negative.
And it's a negative because they're doing it with teammates, so they're doing it with coaches. So that trust has to be earned, but they got to be open to earning it. I find myself thinking of George Pickens, who's got like a little something that he's defiant about.
Yeah, and now he's on another team,
dude.
And the Steelers strike again.
Yeah, they do.
We're going to get this wide receiver up out of here, even though he's very, very talented. Mm-hmm. It always seems to work out for them.
Yeah, maybe that's not a fair comp, but you know what I mean, Emma, in terms of, you know, don't push against the leaders on your team.
You know, there's been a lot of noise about Luther Burden since he did fall. That was a surprise in the draft. I think everybody saw him going in the top 32 and falling in the first round. There's been some reports about his practice habits, about things from Missouri that trailed him with NFL scouts. The Bears had Antoine Randall really leading that charge to evaluate Luther Burden, not just the player, but the person, and to get a sense of how he would fit. I really value the opinion of Antoine Randall in this spot because he's been in the league. We know what a great player he was, and he's been a part of a great culture in Detroit alongside Ben Johnson. So that's the guy you want vouching for the character of a Luther Burden. He was the one who was banging the table saying, this is our guy. He was a very instrumental, influential voice for the Bears as they made that pick. He's checking the right boxes saying, this is somebody who's going to fit what we want to do. I love the hunger. I love that he's carrying that chip on his shoulder. We know the story now that after he got passed up on day one, he took to the practice field in Missouri. His girlfriend was running the jugs machine. He was catching balls after midnight because he was ticked off, and he still was carrying that with him. You want to see that go on to his rookie season, be a key part of his success moving forward, but it's good to see.
So didn't Luther Burden also refer to Antoine Randall as somebody who's, quote, been in my shoes, unquote? Like, there's some respect there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, and he understands this is somebody who's been there just a few years ago, done it in the Super Bowl, done it at a high level, done it in a place in Pittsburgh where we know they got a great culture in place. And obviously taking it out in the coaching ranks, like this is somebody who's going to be right in Luther Burden's ear, along with DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, and the whole crew. And I think it's going to be a really important voice for this receiving group.
Emma, walk me through how the Bears are going to try and figure out what Ozzie Trapillo is.
I'll start today by saying that he was mostly working on the left side, the left tackle, and his movements there out of the snap. There was not a lot of team drills today, but you could sense he was working in that spot and working on those steps. Here's the way it's going to play out. Now, it's an evaluation that's going to be ongoing throughout the offseason program, and I think into training camp at this rate, where they got decisions to make. Yeah, Darnell Wright is the right tackle for now, and I think starting day one of OTAs, he'll probably be there at the right tackle position. But they're obviously evaluating the idea of moving Darnell Wright to the left side, and Trapillo is a key point of this because he's got versatility and flexibility. He's played both tackle positions at Boston College. He's done it well. It clearly caught the Bears' attention with his ability to swing to each side. He's not a swing tackle, though. They drafted him to be a starter. I'm very fascinated to see how this is going to play out as we get into training camp and those pads go on and you get live, because My prediction right now, guys, is that Darnell Wright's going to be your starting left tackle. Ozzie Tripillo is in line to be your starting right tackle. But they're not going to just do this and experiment with this and see how it works out. They want to be really sure and have all the pieces in place. So Ben Johnson was asked today about Ozzie Tripillo, what he's looking at as he goes through this early audition. Here's Ben Johnson.
It's still early to make too many assessments on that, but he's exactly what we thought he was going to be. He's super smart. Had a meeting last night with him, meeting this morning with him, and he's able to apply those concepts right to the field immediately. So he's very advanced in that regard. Technique, fundamentals, he takes those seriously. Something we talked about this morning as a team, just transferring the little things that Coach Roshar, Coach Devan are talking about in that meeting room and being able to apply them immediately. It's really impressive for a young guy.
Let's go back for a second. With Darnell Wright, in the draft process, how much left tackle did he play at Tennessee?
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wait, did we lose him?
I don't know. I can look. I think it was in his sophomore year.
I think so, too.
I'll look at Darnell Wright's college.
The Cylons got Emma.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Chris Emma has left the building.
They did not
against
want
his
to get,
will.
Get his Bears information.
First they came for Biggs, and then they got Emma.
Jason Leisure finally got him.
That's right.
He'll fight him anywhere.
He's even headed, at his own house.
He's headed to a Panera to fight Jason Leisure.
God, that's Jason Leisure.
Yeah. I believe it was, hold on. Ask Chris Emma the question one more time. Ask him.
Okay. Emma, if you go back to the scouting of Darnell Wright.
Good. Sorry.
Yes, he was very good.
Yeah, he was.
Emma, are you back with us?
Chris?
Sorry about that.
Hey, buddy.
It was not your fault.
We were talking about Darnell Wright. I think he played left tackle as a sophomore in college. Is that correct? I don't believe he played there in his final year.
I got to double check on that, but like, they're comfortable with him. They believe he can make that switch comfortably. They certainly see he's got the IQ to handle whatever it takes. And I think this is something where I think they want to get into the pads and really get a sense of how that fit is going to work.
All right, fair enough. It's definitely something that we have to keep an eye on for sure. What else do we need to know?
Well, I thought it was really cool hearing from Shamar Turner, a guy that we've heard from now a few times since he was selected late second round. And so traditionally, when these players walk out of the locker room, they were in the fields 3 and 4, which is far away from Hallis Hall, from the building. There's a big set of carts that take the players out and to and from practice after each round. The cart was waiting for Shamar Turner, and he declined. He said, I'm going to walk this. I want to take it on. He was asked about that today. Here's Shamar Turner.
It was surreal. Instead of taking a cart to the field today, I walked and just tried to soak it in and, you know, dream come true, finally getting to do whatever I've been wanting to do for my whole life.
When you're making that walk, what's going through your mind?
Everything. Just dream job, bro. I get to do this every day now until I get ready to stop. Just talk to my brother, talk to God, yeah, had a good time.
Hell yeah. Thank you for choosing that.
That's a great bite.
It really is. And like I try to live in gratitude every day for the opportunities we get. And I hope that kid never loses that sense of wonder and that joy and gratitude for getting to do this. Good for him, man.
Yeah, Shamar touched on it. He lost his brother a couple of years ago, very close with his family, a close-knit circle around him. It was really cool hearing his genuine emotions a couple weeks ago when he was selected. He was so overjoyed. And you get the sense that's just kind of his personality. You know, got to talk to him individually the next day, just smiling ear to ear. And I think he still feels that as he steps onto the field with the Bears here.
That's lovely. We're appreciative that you brought that to us. Okay, anything else?
Well, yes, in honor of the selection of Pope Leo XIV, the Chicago native, Southside Bob, as I think our buddy Mark Brody has referred to him, there's questions about how the news at the Vatican has reached Hallis Hall. So our buddy Pat Finley naturally was the -400 favorite to ask the question about the Pope to Ben Johnson. Here's Pat Finley, and there was a quick follow-up right afterwards.
Questions, has there been a conversation in the last 24 hours about whether the Pope's a Bears fan or not?
I've heard rumblings, but that hasn't been discussed too much firsthand, so that's good.
How do you feel about the options you have in strong side linebacker?
Brad Biggs wasn't having any of it.
He wants to talk about linebacker play.
Oh, my God, Finley, shut up. I'm Brad Biggs. Tell me about strong side linebacker. Tell me.
Guys, I was sitting first row for that and just like kind of burst out laughing. I knew it was coming. I knew the Pope question was on its way. There's no time for that with Dixie. It's football season in his mind. They got to get some linebackers. They got two set really with Edmonds and Edwards. Who's going to be that third guy? Enough with the Pope.
Yeah, Ruben Hippolyte have a shot to win that. And also your thoughts on the Pope. Thank you. Go ahead. Oh, that is glorious.
You got to get the Pope's thoughts on Noah Sewell.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Does the Pope know about Noah Sewell? By the way, a bit of video has now surfaced.
Of?
Somebody looked through the entire broadcast on Fox of Game 1 of the World Series and has found a video cutaway to the stands. And there is clearly the Pope hanging out.
On his phone?
No, different one. That was just a...
Really?
That was a still shot. This is video. I just retweeted it.
Send it to Adam Amin so he can put it on the broadcast tomorrow.
I bet they will.
He was at both games?
Well, I don't know that... I thought the picture was game one because this is the same outfit that's in the picture, I believe.
Well, usually priests are...
He's not wearing the priest's habit. It's clearly a White Sox jersey underneath the hoodie. So now I got to know what the jersey is. 100% Amin and AJ are going to talk about it tomorrow night. 100%
It's clearly an AJ Pruszynski jersey.
The Pope.
I've heard rumblings, but that hasn't been discussed too much firsthand. That's good.
The Pope was
about the options you have in strong side linebacker.
This is unbelievable.
It's very believable.
Oh, but it's glorious. My goodness. All right, Chris Emma, any nuggets, tidbits from Bears minicamp? Bears rookie minicamp.
I have a few, yes. Just to cover the roster, 47 players. That includes 8 draft picks, 10 undrafted free agents, 23 rookies, and 6 players entering their second year. Housekeeping note, the Bears roster is at 90, so any new signings would require some cuts from the roster. As we know, Colson Loveland was not practicing, but he was wearing a helmet. He seemed like he was itching to go on the sidelines, said so as well. And along the lines with the roster here, 2 numbers were not included in the Bears roster so far, including the rookie camp. Every non-retired number has been chosen except for 54, which has not been issued since Brian Urlacher. And number 76, in honor of the late, great Steve Mongo McMichael, last worn by Tevin Jenkins last year, has not been issued to any player to this point. Wow. And one last one, speaking of numbers, Luther Burden III was asked why he chose number 87, said, quote, all the good numbers were gone. So maybe if you want that Luther Burden jersey, wait till he settles on a new number.
Well, it's a really good nugget about 76 for Mongo not being given out. Makes you wonder if possible number retirement or anything official is. I mean, they've got so many.
I don't think they can.
Maybe just for the year.
I think the league has told them not to retire any more numbers because they have. I think they have the most. in the NFL. And if
they have 13 retired numbers, obviously a 90-man roster down to 53 when you start the season. But yeah, they've run out of numbers to some degree, but 54 has not been issued. I wonder if they do the same and kind of just don't issue Mongo's number 76.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
I imagine that they probably won't issue it for the season.
Right.
Maybe it'll go back into the rotation.
It's a nice touch either
after
way.
That. I agree.
It'll probably be a patch on the jersey, you'd think, right?
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah, something like that. Good stuff, Chris Emma. So what else are we looking at for the duration of this rookie minicamp? When will they speak again? What are they practicing? Like, should we be paying attention all weekend? What do we got here?
After the next 2 days, they go at it at the same time tomorrow. You're going to hear from the day three picks as well as defensive coordinator Dennis Allen. And then day three on Sunday, you're going to hear from Declan Doyle. And, they'll wrap it up from there. May 20th, that's the start of OTAs, first of nine for the Bears, as well as a early June veteran minicamp. So away we go.
That's very helpful. Thanks, Chris.
Take care, guys.
Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for us, great job. Great job identifying that moment in the press conference. Bigsy is having none of this BS.
None of it. None of it.
We're here for football and football only. I can respect it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.